of a rat cereal.
Right. Shake, shake.
Well, I got it, and lo and behold, here it is.
A little loving, honey, loving. Something to remember. Loving goes a long way. I'm gonna miss you after I'm gone. I'm gonna wish it's true what they say. So give me something to remember. Loving goes a long way. So give me something to remember.
A little loving.
Yeah, a little loving.
A little loving
goes a long, long.
Wasn't that lovely? Well, have you got anything else, Bill?
Well, sir, let me see what I can dig out of the sludge and filth and muck of the basement for
right,
you.
How right.
about the Ollie singing, Here I Go Again?
Yes, that'll do, yeah.
Mm. Or Ronnie and the Daytonas. Ooh. And Little GTO. Hey-o. You're really doing fine.
Yeah, that's marvellous.
Right. And the Beatles and I Feel Fine.
Well, of course.
Of course. Oh, the Nashville Teens and The Biggest Night of Her Life.
How does that
well,
go?
Well, it goes.
Sue's coming out tonight.
Ah, yes. Right, we'll have all those later on in the show, but first we've got a minute to fill before the news.
I never liked the rain before. It always made me stay inside. There's one thing that I know for sure. I've got a reason to like it since you took me for a rainbow.
And that's all we got time for.
Now at 10:30 we go over to the newsroom and the latest happenings around the world from the BBC Newsman.
And the BBC Newsman today on the second floor waiting to deliver is Roger Moffat. And it's 10:30. Off you go, Roger.
Normal services have been restored on the main line between Leeds and Skipton and the north, blocked after an empty passenger train ran into the rear of a goods train. British Rail thinks signal cable thieves may have caused the accident, in which one man was killed and two injured. A capsized boat found off Beachy Head in Sussex has been identified as a 10-foot dinghy, reported missing overnight with two anglers from Eastbourne on board. A lifeboat and a helicopter have been searching for them. In Buenos Aires, thousands of Argentinians have been filing past the coffin of former President Aramburu, whose body was found in a remote ranch house last Thursday. He was kidnapped by terrorists 7 weeks ago. At the Commonwealth Games, Ron Clark of Australia, who's retiring next month, makes his last attempt to win a major athletics title in the 10,000 metres. Although several times a world record holder, he has never won an Olympic or Commonwealth championship. Finally, Mrs. Mary Payton, wife of the Transport Minister, has passed her advanced driver's test first time. She's been driving more than 30 years, but says she was spurred on to take the test by her husband's appointment. That's the news from the third floor, incidentally. Our next one, 11:30.
She only passed because she crammed a fibre in his hand. I know these people. And now, where were we?
I never liked the rain before. It always made me stay inside. There's one thing that I know for sure. I've got a reason to like it since you took me for a rainbow ride. It's raining, it's pouring, but I don't care no more. It's at the end of a loop on a rainy afternoon.
Yes, I do, and I know you love me too.
A group called the Yellow Balloon who found a song called Yellow Balloon, but after that they couldn't find anything else called Yellow Balloon, so they folded and went away. Now, where are we? Oh yes, I feel great today.
You do, sir.
Oh, I feel fabulous, sir.
You look great, if I may say
thank
so.
You. Yeah. Thank you, it's my English rose complexion. I feel like going up to the Director General and saying, we've got a few cards today for the signature tune of The News, which goes, well, I haven't got the record actually, I've left it at home, it's by William Boyce, and it goes... No, you can't beat an orchestra. How about this one? That's an original recording of James Cagney singing God Save the Queen. Only I have a copy. Nobody else wants one. Here's Dave D's lot.
When I grow up to be a man, I won't lie for you, I won't die for you, 'cause I think you're wrong, Mr. President. You've got to get yourself together. You ask me if I'll be your friend, I might be making a vow, and I could be wrong. I've got to get myself together.
That's Dozy Beaky Make 'em Touch there, and
what a superb
piece of integrated Moog. You see, this machine that they've brought over from the States to make that funny noise, and very attractive it is too, if I might say, and I will. 23 minutes to 11 o'clock, and another piece of bread, I thought, a little nibble off the corner, of a track called Easy Love. ¶¶ That's Bread and their new album On the Waters and Easy Love. And it's 20 minutes to 11 o'clock. And talking of classical music, as in William Boyce, that we were, then I have got the BBC's fastest violinist to play a piece for you. Are you ready? You what?
I think so, yes.
Oh, right. I'll give you an intro on the piano. Right, here we go.
Right.
Great. Oh, come on. Don't stop. Keep going, you fool. They don't last 5 minutes, these 85-year-olds. I think I'll hum a piece of classical myself. Actually,
Camel, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Actually, somebody should put words to these classical pieces and make them into smasher-rooty hits like,
I simply cannot stand to be away from you, my dearest one. And when we both are apart, then a feeling goes zooming through my heart and lungs. La 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 la.
Oh, can you just see it now? Me on a label. Oh, yes, I think that's definitely what I'll do.
Okay, that would be super fragile elastic plastic lotion.
Yes, dear, yes. Oh, dear. How about Stevie Wonder? How about Stevie Wonder?
Not ashamed to cry. the place to live.
What? Who?
I was just saying, sir, it is still the place to live, sir.
Is it? Yeah. Where?
Nob Hill, sir, in San Francisco.
Oh, Nob Hill! There's a film about that tonight on Midnight Movies.
Sir.
Yes, in fact, looking in my movies on TV, an unbiased viewpoint of all the films that are coming on television this coming week at 3 and 6 months, we see Nob Hill, 1945. Two stars, minigits, George Raft, Joan Bennett and Vivian Blaine. Saloon owner in the brawling San Francisco days breaks down the resistance of a blue-blooded socialite. Pleasant but unimportant drama with music and actors and... Is it in colour?
Oh, yes.
It is.
In colour,
yeah. Oh, well, in that case, I'll watch it. We've got colour now. Just thought I'd drop that in gently. We've got colour! An Hour in the Morning by Bitter Ireland.
And help me on my way. I will be your friend forever. Ready to stand up for you in all you do and say. And we can leave each other safe. That we're both a little better for helping one another. Though it's only for a day. If you can't spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for my head. Wake me with the sun up in the morning. Comfort that you've given will go with me on my way. Winter wind blows cold, and the blanket that you gave me helps to thaw my mind out and reminds me of my home. That's why I left, I've long forgotten that with friends like you around me, I've learned a lot of new things that I never would have known. If you can't spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for wake me with the sun up in the morning. You can help me to get by. I'll remember you forever. The comfort that you've given will go with me on my way.
Title In the Morning by Bitter Almond. Actually, Dave Lee Travis does tell some very funny jokes, you know.
Yes, I believe so.
On his Sunday morning show. In fact, he told one the other day. I'm terrible at telling jokes, so you'll have to... anyway, he told this one about where he went into the cinema and he saw this bloke all lying, all crumpled like a tramp on the seat beside him.
Yeah.
And he said, excuse me, where did you come from? And he went... and he said, oh, I'm going to call the manager. So he called the manager and the manager came over and he looked at this bloke all tramp-like and crumpled on the seat beside him and he said, excuse me, where did you come from? And the man turned and said, the balcony!
Top Gear.
Well, there's no need to look at me like that. I don't know.
Sir.
I mean, you can't be as bad as Cliff Richard. Oh, I mean...
And John Peel presents records and live guests in Top Gear.
Put your teeth in, Cliff.
Sam, I'm leaving the gang, so don't come around for me on Sunday. Joe, I want you to know I'll have to skip the game on Monday. Had a whole lot of fun, but now the time has come. I need the sweet, sweet touch of a woman's love. Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Joe. Be Lord, look around, see what you're missing. Girls are waiting in line, and now has come the time. I'm going out and I'm gonna get me some. Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Joe. Hello, Joanne. Suddenly, I need a new kind of company. Someone to love me. Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Lou. Hello, Louise. From today,
Cliff Richard and Goodbye Sam Lowell Samantha. What a strange type of a song. Anyway, I've got to wish happy birthday greetings out to a friend of mine called Myra Hirsch. Myra Hirsch. And happy birthday kosher greetings, Ducky. Would you sing her our tune, please, Chris?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Myra Hirsch. Happy birthday.
Myra Hash, you'll get her arrested.
Myra Hash.
Don't go into it, dear. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. This is a new one from Bert, and...
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream.
Tirade of voices, please. Hop! The encore. Bert Bacharach and Hal David at it again, over the piano, and Close to You, sung by Carpenters. Now, for Linda Kirkman of 2A Balmoral Avenue, Whitefield, Manchester, because you are so lovely and handsome and wonderful, would you play Paul McCartney's something or other? Of course, dear. The one that goes, in the middle of investigation, I break down. Money spent, see no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. Paul, would you like to sing the rest?
Any jobber got the sack. Monday morning, turn it back. Yellow lorry slow, nowhere to go.
Oh, isn't he wonderful? Let's play a full one, shall we? Something off his McCartney album.
Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to lay out, and every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in and be. And be with you.
McCartney from the album Paul McCartney, and Every Night. Lovely track, that. Great drums in it, especially in stereo. The sun has just peeped through. Just imagine it's sun shining above the clouds every single day. Brilliantly sunshine. Somebody should build a huge platform that we could all climb up and sunbathe and charge a guinea an hour or something, I don't know. Something like that. What's the matter with you?
I was just thinking, sir. Didn't they try to do that once with the Tower of Babel?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to that, sir?
Yes, but they didn't have pre-stressed concrete, you see.
That's
the
a
old
point.
Fools.
That's a point.
Yes, they should try it now, you see. The Russians tried to build a huge television transmitter, you know, about 3 miles high, starting it like the Eiffel Tower with big broad legs and then rushing up to the sky in a mad fandangling point.
And what happened to it?
The Americans invented satellites.
Speakeasy isn't a place to have a sly drink to the tinkle of a honky-tonk piano anymore. No, 1970 has seen the birth of a unique free-speaking radio program transmitted as it happens, live on Radio 1 each Saturday. The referee, or if you're a purist, the chairman, is none other than Jimmy Savile. Just the catalyst needed to make the sparks fly between people of differing opinions on subjects vital to today's youth. Have some water ready to cool your set when you listen to Speakeasy this afternoon at 5 o'clock until 5.45 on Radio 1.
Alrighty. Meantime, just before we have screen scene number 6, the results of... I'll play this. By a group called Moonshine. Just a little more light. Jack-a-boom, jack-a-boom. Moonshine and just give me a little more line. You'd never know it, but Pete Drummond, in all his hairy psychedeliness, is actually one of the Drummond Hayes, you know.
Really?
Member of the aristocracy is. Left the family, though, couldn't stand the badges and the coat of arms, and went into psychophreniacal. And here he is introducing the results of speakeasy number...
Six, is it?
Yes, that's a good number, yes.
Hawk Foster's Underground Station, and welcome to the results and winners of Screen Scene number 6. Now, in a few moments, I'll be delving deep into my gander bag and subtly sifting until I've collected the names of 5 entrants who will receive cassette tape recorders and the double album bumpers, plus backtrack number 4. However, let me first put my spiked shoes on so that I can run through the clues that I gave you in Screen Scene number 6. I firstly revealed that the title of the film is very appropriate for the time of year. It is, in fact, summer, kiddies, and casting my fate to the wind, as I won't, I stated that it could be said of the star that throughout the film he is very closely shadowed. What a giveaway. On to Tuesdays, and hold very tight, please. A definite clue in itself. Then followed the revelation that the film is about a light-hearted romp around the continent in what could best be described as a mobile home. One of the passengers was Alf Garnett's daughter. Well, that sounded suspiciously like Eunice Stubbs in a bus. What a thought. On to Wednesday, and midway point in our screen saga heralded the arrival of a musical clue. And I also revealed that this week's hero, though some 8 years older, is still a bachelor. Then Thursday released a veritable avalanche of clues. The film was released in 1962, had as one of the stars a gentleman who was recently nominated for an Academy Award for his performance in Oliver. Could we have been talking about Ron Moody? And finally, we're told that the film's main characters were portrayed by a world-famous pop music quartet. And then you heard this.
Every girl is a... beautiful girl.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-da. Oh, sorry. Friday revealed that our bunch of useful travelers were arrested for vagrancy and once for kidnapping, and then there was our final musical clue.
Put on your dancing shoes. Put on your dancing shoes.
Put on your... Well, that's it. Screen Scene number 6 should be ultra apparent. We were, of course, reviving memories of Summer Holidays starring Cliff Richard. And now the names of our 5 lucky winners. Thus comes Mrs. L. Waters of Broderwell, Wangren Road, Treboeth, Swansea, Glamorgan, South Wales. Next, David Coates of 27 Cooperative Street, Horbury, Yorkshire. Then Miss G. Watts of 112 South Hill Road, Thorpe, Norwich, Norfolk. Then Mark Hornsey of 43 Hensley Road, Bath, Somers, Ants. And finally, Hilary Bartlett of 22 Shooters Hill Close, Sholing, Southampton. Congratulations to you five. LPs and cassette recorders are speeding on their way to you. And I'll be here next week with the answers to competition number 7. That's screen scene number 7. And don't forget to listen on Monday for screen scene number 8 with more chances to win cassette recorders and LPs. Happy screen scening. I do hope you win. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a fool person. That's Pete Drummond here. So your psychedeliacs, remember that he's really one of the other side. Meantime, is the radio big enough to contain him?
Ow! Ow, Will!
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
Come back. Lovely to see you. Thank you, and goodbye. Elvis Presley, otherwise known as Elvin Pretzel, and the Wonder of You. 7 minutes and a bit past 11 o'clock, and other movies on today include The Black Tent, featuring Anthony Steele, who is supposed to be Britain's answer to, who's him with the neck that joins the back of his head? The one that's... the one who's got a big thick neck.
Rock
and
Hudson.
A little head. Rock Hudson, that's it. He's England's answer to him. And Anna Maria...
They're both
Maria,
pretty stony, sir.
Eh?
They're both pretty stony.
Did you leave the room? And Andre Morel with the big eyes. Or, no, who's the one with the big eyes? Oh, forget it. And Ralph Truman and Donald Pleasance, who used to play spooky roles, but now he's moved on to Ham and Onion. A British officer is saved from the Germans by an Arab tribe, etc. And then, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on BBC Two, we've got Swingin' Along, starring Barbara Eden and Ray Charles and Bobby V. Sounds like Swingin' UK. Never mind, there's always ITV or BBC One or The Wireless even. We'll be right back. That's a group called Hot Legs. Yes, Hot Legs. And I didn't write it. They did, so there. And it's a hit, would you believe? 40 in the top thingamy this week. Hot Legs. And
I'm glad you're not, sir.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely not. No. There's a couple of records from Ireland here.
Ireland? They must be green, are they?
They are. Oh. And one of them's covered the Beach Boys, Cotton Fields. And it's John Fitzgerald and the Highliners.
John Fitzgerald and the Highliners. That's right.
And there's another one. I'll Settle for Old Ireland by Big Tom and the Mainliners. I'll skip the little goyles. Would you come in, Ray, please?
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
La 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 la.
Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
Friends, Ray Stevens there, and everything is beautiful. And it's 17 minutes past 11 o'clock, and I think it's about time we diddle-dummed our way into a pile of oldies. What do you say?
Let us diddle-dum, sir.
Right, diddly-dee.
Diddle-dum. She's coming out tonight to her 16th birthday party. She's a pink dress, it's right. She's a beautiful sight to see. You can bet it will be the biggest night of her life. Susie's got a boy she likes, and his name is Tom Bentley. Susie's parents think he's nice, 'cause his hair is always neat. In a high school sweater, in a paper head. What could be wrong with that?
Well, I'm a heathen. I'd a cold.
said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby said she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Whoa.
That's got rid of the old eels. Now let's go on to the postcards. And this one says... Dear Ken, please would you play any record in the top 10 for all the pupils in Gilbert House and the teachers, Miss Needham, Miss Newell, and Mr. Harriet. If you don't, we will kidnap you and I will never listen to your program again, you naughty thing. And for this woman who has never heard Brooke Benton on Radio 1, of course not, dear, he's not commercial. Anyway, are you ready, violinists?
Yes, we are ready and waiting, O Ken of the First Water.
Right, here we go.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know when we met? I felt my life begin. Your heart, let this fool rush in. Just open up your heart and let this fool rush on in. Just open up your heart because I'm coming in. Open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Wow, that was specially for Miss Jean Scott. Never heard Brooke Benton on Radio 1. We played it on Sunday a couple of years ago, didn't we?
We had the pleasure of his company as well, sir, if you remember.
No, that was Harry.
No, we had Mr. Benton as well, sir.
No, we didn't.
Oh, yes, we did, sir.
No, we didn't. Did we?
Brenton Wood.
Brenton Wood.
Well, I knew it was something with Brenton in it, so I can't know everything, you know.
Get out!
Well, all right, if you want me to go, I'll go.
I don't know, just got a pair of royal spats on and up.
Do you want me to come back?
What?
Do you want me to come back or not?
Only when we need tea.
All right.
Now, off you go, you naughty person. Meanwhile... New one from Jacksonville. The Love You Save.
You'll be all alone. Better
You Save Maybe You're On There by Jackson 5. 4 minutes and a half till news time. All right, you're forgiven. Come on.
What did you say?
I said you're forgiven.
Well, I don't know.
You may return to the nest.
Say it nicely.
You're forgiven.
Oh.
But just don't talk in future. Just say an aristocratic roar every now and then. The first time, actually, I heard Brooke Benton singing Fools Rush In was on a Jack Jackson show on the BBC about 7 years ago, just before he left for Tenerife, where the natives do it on the beach. Filthy swines. And now, Moondance and Lazy River. Imagine yourself sitting there.
I lived all my life by the river. I thought that the river was living for. I've had my share of lows and highs. I won't be needing more. Oh, river, don't leave me alone. That's all I'm asking for. Lazy river, come on and make me feel sure.
That's Lazy River by a group called Moondance.
The sun is out over.
And it's out today, friends. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go to the newsroom, and I'm going to play a lovely little thing by Harry Nilsson. I know you've heard it before, but you've got to get used to it.
La 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 la. Down from the mountain, down from the hillside, down to the valley where the people all stay safe.
I'm afraid we must leave it there because the time is 11:30. And in the newsroom, on the third floor, Stuart Forsyth.
It's even more of a shop-around weekend for the housewife after yesterday's warning that she should keep an eye out for profiteering in meat and vegetables. But so far, there are no reports of any big increases in prices. The Israelis have denied an American press report that they've joined the nuclear league. A broadcast statement said Israel is not a nuclear state and will not be the first to introduce atomic weapons to the Middle East. The report in the New York Times said American intelligence considered that Israel either had the bomb or could produce it at very short notice, even though she wouldn't use it except in dire emergency. American papers have been giving a big spread to stories about Princess Anne looking glum during her visit to the White House. But the Washington Post says she's attractive and at times radiates lively interest. If she does look solemn, it's because her private trip to Washington is decidedly unprivate. The paper blames the Nixons for laying on too heavy a program. In the Commonwealth Games, 21 competitors have set off on the 20-mile walk. That's all for now. Next news, 12:30.
Thank you, Stuart. Beautifully done. Lovely. Lovely. Meanwhile, on the turntable, something new from the Invitations.
Look at you, baby, look at me.
Oh, my darling,
so in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory. Baby, how did we ever get this way? Tell me, honey,
how did we ever get this way?
Well, I recall when things were fine.
Things were fine.
And every day the sun would shine.
Shine on you, me, baby.
When I was young and you were mine. Baby, how did we ever get this way? Oh, tell me.
How did we ever get this way?
Oh, tell me how it's gonna end. Baby, how did we ever get this way? Oh, baby,
how did we ever get this way?
The Invitations and Chickaboom. And now, where... Ah, yes, the fastest record in history. I'm going to play now. I love it. All my hip, groovy, psychophrenical friends think it's a drag, but just because it's jolly and doesn't sound like some awful guitar draining away like meowed, I think it's jolly. I'm going to play it, so there. Neck muscles Monroe and
Shirley would gulped down her breakfast, shut the fridge and joined the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. Annie Harris drew the curtains, screwed her eyes up, had a beep, saw the marchers, heard their voices making early morning noises, stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise. When we've rearranged your world, we're gonna change your world. Shuffling through the cold black morning with the marchers' spirits low, grunting greetings, grimly pressing on to where they had to go. When the sun came up, they brightened, stopped to have their thermos brew. Annie Harris got up gladly, bonded for a little sadly. Then got on with what she had to do. So come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise. When we've rearranged your world, we're gonna change. Target number swollen up the
the marches, banners go, chanting, shouting out with leaflets, protests for everyone to know. Sit in front of all the traffic, harried, busy shopping wives, try to stir their ostrich notions, whip them up to wild emotions, put some fire into their wretched lives. So come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange your world, we're gonna change.
Right, that's enough, Matt. Right. Lovely record, but would you like to know how they actually do the backing? Well, we've taken the voices away, and it goes...
One, two, three.
And Matt Munro is in a little cubicle somewhere else at the other end of the room singing all by himself. And it goes like this.
Shuffling through the cold black morning went the marchers' spirits low. Grunting greetings, grimly pressing on to where they had to go.
Fascinating.
When the sun came up, they brightened, stopped to have their thermos brew. Annie Harris got up gladly, pondered for a little sadly, then got on with what she had to do.
You can actually hear his lungs gurgling, can't you?
Oh, indeed.
Fascinating. Yes, indeed. And when the orchestra ends the song, they usually fade it. Well, we've got it minus the fade, kids. Great.
Well done, sir.
And of course, doing a song like that's, of course, a big strain because on his vocal cords, because he's up in the high notes, I'm going to change the world! So at the end, he doesn't feel too good about it.
Full of praise, when we rearranged your world, we're going to change.
Oh, never mind, Matt.
Big hand. Should we send him a lozenge, though?
Big hand for being such a sport and letting us play it. Well done, Matt. We think you're great. And we'll continue to play your record until he chuck us off, which will probably be next week, the way we're going. Meantime, back on the turntable, after that fascinating look at the world of,
Matt Monreiser.
Yes, it'll do. This one's by Smokey, yeah, yeah. Robinson and the Miracles.
Now you think- Oh,
Smokey Robinson, a very attractive voice he's got too. I think he's a marvellous voice, and that's his latest one, Tears of a Clown. And you remember, his last record was Tracks of My Tears. Remember it? Remember it?
No, sir.
Yeah. How'd it go? I'm smoking my last cigarette, hoping my baby will come again yet, on the tracks of my tears. Something like that.
Well, I suppose, yes, something like that, sir.
That's why I'm a disc jockey, because I can't sing.
Noel Edmonds. A man inebriated by the exuberance of his own verbosity. A man of many wistful, wonderful words, of tremendous totalitarian talents, and the real results of screen scene number 6. Don't miss the Noel Edmonds Show at 1 on 1.
A man inebriated by the viscosity of his own...
The exuberance of his own verbosity, sir.
Disraeli said that.
He did indeed, sir.
I've been around, you know. Oh, In fact, I was spronzing in front of number 10 the other day.
Really, sir?
Yes, we were filming.
Did they ask you in?
No, the policeman at the door said, well, boy, some people earn a living, as I danced past gaily.
Well, the trouble is, sir, of course, you don't sail boats, do you, sir, other than in your bath?
No, I've got a duck. Will that do?
Well, no, sir, it's got to have sails on it, sir.
No, can't see Ted sailing his duck, can you?
No, I can't.
No. Zayn doing a lot of things,
well,
but
I
not...
I don't know.
Silence. Wonder what they're going to put on at 10 o'clock next week.
Hey there, you with a pretty smile. Why don't we talk a little while? I've got something I want to say. I can't really believe it's true. When a girl with the look of you tells me love's never come away. To be afraid, 'cause believe me, we got it made. You've walked up to an open door.
For Butterscotch by George.
Surprise.
Or is it Fred? Surprise, surprise. And now it's time for a tinkle.
Everything is wonderful on Radio 1. There's such a lovely lot of records and it's bundles of fun. And every now and then there's tons of jolly jingles and all. So everybody is listening, having a ball. 247 meters is the station to be. If you would like to listen to the greatest records with me, just sit and hold tight. Don't move. Auntie BBC is the groove.
Hey! And now, listen to the sound of slapping hands on sides of faces.
Thank you.
German Jehoshaphat by Mud. They're an American group, and that's about all I've got to say about them. Right, I've run out of records again. I must start bringing more to the studio. I don't know, play an LP track, I suppose, but not before this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of our program is respectfully dedicated to all those people who may have missed Saturday morning matinees at the Odeon Cinema Club during the formative years of their lives, as the Kenny Everett Show brings you...
The Flash Gordon Soundtrack Show! Yes, friends, smuggling into the Odeon with my microphone. Several hundred years ago, when Flash Gordon was going around the cinemas, remember it? Flash Gordon and Dale... What was her name?
Dale Robertson, no.
No, that was the horse. Dale Adams or something. And then Emperor Ming, who was the baddie, and Professor Zarkov, who you hear in this little bit, as he tells Flash, there's no hope, Flash.
It looks hopeless, Flash, but it's our only chance. Here are your weapons. Wearing the uniform of Azura's Death Squadron, it may not be so hard to reach her. And then what? The secret of Azura's magic power is the jewel she wears. Without it, she will be powerless. What kind of a jewel? That I do not know. You must find out for yourself.
Bye, dear.
Hey, what about my cape?
You stay here with Dale, Happy. She may need you.
Okay, I'll take care of everything.
Oh, too much. That's about 20 years old. We used to thrill to that in the Odeon on Saturday mornings. Great stuff. And we didn't notice then that the spaceships, you could actually see the string attached to the front and the back of the spaceships. Yeah. And the smoke that used to come out the back, it didn't come out like real spaceship smoke in a straight line. It used to drift upwards. Oh, great stuff. Anyway, more next week as we delve into the film libraries of past times gone by thing. And now we're going to play an LP track by Bread to get us back to normal.
Thank you.
track from the album called I Want You With Me. And now, kiddies, and now, kiddies, it's furry story time.
This is the story of a princess who wanted to become a frog because she was bored with being a princess, shaking hands with the prime minister every day, bowing at the mayor and other royal things. So she went to the house of the wicked fairy, knocked on the front door, and when the witch came, she said, "Please, Miss Witch, can you turn me into a frog?" But the witch, being so wicked, turned her into a factory chimney instead. And she coughed and spluttered the rest of her life.
Shocking blue of Venus fame, I never marry a railroad man. Right, we're finished. Are you finished? Are you ready, then?
Well, I think so, sir. I've
right.
Up the crockery.
Come on, Gran, let's have you.
Hey, is it over?
Yes.
Good heavens, doesn't it go like a flash?
Yes, it does.
Flash! Oh!
Have you been at the flask again?
Well, what's wrong with a little nip?
A little nip? You're plastered, your bag. Oh, will you grab her legs and I'll grab her hands?
Yes, sir, if I must.
Fool. Can we have a signature, please? Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Say goodbye to sorrow. There's always tomorrow to think of today. Sing as we go. The sky's gray.
I've learned the words.
Under a king, you got to sing a gay tune, a song, and a smile, and your life's worthwhile. So sing la 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 as we go along.
Right, come on, Matt. Let's be having you.
Praise when we rearrange
your world.
Come on,
Matt. Come on. Never mind. Never mind, dear. Never mind.
Hey, Kenny. Is Crisp still about?
Yes.
He is there, is he?
Yes, he is.
He didn't say anything before you left. That's why I was wondering if he was still present.
Would you say something to this American person?
What shall I say, sir?
Say...
I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's very kind of you.
What's the matter with
It's all happening
baby.
Here today, I tell you.
The Roscoe Shower, Roscoe.
Got the rockin' pneumonia and a boogie-woogie flu.